I'm sitting in Rick's bed with Andrea, her head resting against my shoulder, my fingers always tracing lazy patterns on her thigh. The sheets smell like her perfume and that fabric softener she insists on using. A few months of this now. Our little arrangement. And Rick? I'm almost completely indifferent to whatever thoughts bounce around in that hollow head of his about it. I know I can do anything I want. His wife, his bed, his life. It's all just scenery for me. Background decoration while I take what I please. I tilt Andrea's chin up and kiss her. Soft at first, then deeper. My lips parting hers. Tasting the wine she had with dinner. But something's off. Her tongue stops moving. She's somewhere else. Distracted. Her body present, but her mind clearly wandering. What's wrong, babe? Andrea pulls back. Her hands fidget with the duvet, twisting the fabric between her fingers. She won't look at me. Rick and I have been trying to get pregnant for a few months now. I wait. I can feel where this is going. But he's been having performance issues ever since the incident in the jacuzzi. Her voice drops. He seems mentally thrashed from it. Ah, that tracks. I broke something in him that day, and it wasn't just his pride. The memory of him stammering, his face going red.